like, let's start officially here. I'm Peggy, and I'm from the healthyamerican.org. I'm streaming live, and today is Monday. It's March 10th, 2025. And I titled this video, Let the Man Work, because that is what some of the RFK, well, I call him Bob, or, you know, just as a friendly name there. That's what people have been saying about Bob and the ineffectiveness that he has had so far as HHS secretary. Now, we're going to be taking a look at a couple of Substacks and emails that have come in. This is from, let me know if you know this doctor, Elizabeth Vliet, or Vliet, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce her name. And she is, let's see, I believe she's got, here she is, Elizabeth Lee Vliet, or Vliet, I'm going to call her Vliet. And she wrote a Substack that a couple of my Healthy Americans sent to me, and they wanted me to respond saying, Peggy, here's another perspective. She thinks that we just need to let the man do his work, that we need to be patient, and that we should not be concerned about all of the children that are going to be harmed because their parents are going to follow what Bob told them to do. So we're going to be looking at her Substack, which is right here. It's titled Time to Be Patient, Give Our New Administration Time to Work. I'm going to be responding to a couple of points that came from this Substack. And then we are also going to be looking at some comments that a few of you emailed me from Charlene and Ty Bollinger. Now, I have met this couple. I thought that Charlene was very friendly and a very nice person. And it's very likely that Ty and Charlene, and I'll call her Dr. Elizabeth, that they are well-meaning people. They have been fighting against all of the pharma harm for many, many, many years. So I understand that they do have people's best interests at heart. However, I do differ in their analysis and read of what Bob is doing. And so a few of you sent this to me. In fact, here is their Twitter page. I suppose Twitter was down today. I don't have an active account there, so I don't really follow that, but it's back up. And a few of you sent me this information where they also are justifying Bob's actions, or should I say lack of actions, and they're calling it unpacking the lies that you've been fed. Well, that's really interesting, because I want to start, and then we're going to finish off by looking at what the CDC current website today says about measles vaccination and how that is the best way to protect against measles is by getting the vaccine. It's on the website. It has not been changed. And we'll start by looking, just a quick reminder of what Bob said in his Senate confirmation hearing. Now, note that Elon Musk did not have to go through her confirmation hearing. So no problem there. Just slash and burn and take the chainsaw without being confirmed or without disclosing any financial interest or any conflict of interest. Don't be worried about Musk having $38 billion in contracts from the government and that Musk is firing the exact inspector generals that were investigating him, for example, with animal torture for the brain chip. He didn't have to go through the Senate confirmation hearings like Bob did. So I think I'll do a video coming up how I would have answered those questions, because I think there is a way to have answered them, at least in a way that I would have liked to. Otherwise, the only thing I can conclude is that he's telling the truth. And he said, I support an uptake in vaccines. I want to protect vaccines. That's exactly what he said, which is why I say he'll do a great job as HHS secretary. Actually, those are just chemtrails from another day. And he also has said, I recommend parents and children follow the CDC vaccine schedule. He said vaccines play a critical role in healthcare. He says, I want to protect vaccines. So I recommended that they change children's health defense to children's vaccine defense. And my question is, how many more children will be harmed or killed by listening to Bob? I think it's very, very irresponsible. He's either lying or he's truth, both are reprehensible. There's no justification from Ty and Charlene. There's no justification from Dr. Elizabeth that will persuade me to go along with putting children at risk. I cannot support the harming of innocent children when their parents follow his public recommendations. He has said it here, and I'm going to play for you the clip, and then we'll look at Dr. Elizabeth's Substack, and we'll look at Ty and Charlene's Substack, and I will respond to that since many of you asked me to do so. Listen.
And I believe that that vaccines play a critical role in healthcare. All of my kids are vaccinated.
I'm not sure if you could understand him clearly. He said that I believe that vaccines play a critical role in healthcare. All my kids are vaccinated. All right, here's another clip.
All my kids are vaccinated. I believe vaccines have saved millions of lives.
I believe vaccines have saved millions of lives. Okay, do you agree with that, yes or no?
Play a critical role in healthcare.
And they play a critical role in healthcare. Do you believe that? Do you agree with that, yes or no? And I would ask Dr. Elizabeth that same question, and I would ask Ty and Charlene. I would be very surprised if they agreed with that statement.
And I believe that
okay, let's go on.
Parents get their children vaccinated against HIV.
I recommend that children follow the CDC schedule. And I will support the CDC schedule.
All right. I believe that children should follow the CDC schedule, and I will support the CDC schedule. So that includes the measles. Now, I did a video where we counted up how many doses from 0 to 18 years old, and it's over 100, and he supports that. So my question for Dr. Elizabeth and my question for Ty and Charlene, do you agree with that? How can you justify that? I'm going to show you how they try to justify it.
And I get in there. If I'm fortunate enough to be confirmed.
Would you recommend that parents get their children vaccinated against the measles? Yes or no?
Against measles? Yes.
Okay, so he just stated that he recommends that parents get their children vaccinated against measles. And people say he had to say that or he wouldn't be confirmed. Well, that's pretty amazing that you can tell the future, because we don't know if he had said something different, whether or not he would have been confirmed. There are different ways of answering that. I will cover that in another video. So we've established the fact that in his own words, he states that he supports the schedule. He recommends that in measles in particular, that parents get their children vaccinated. Two doses of the MMR, and here you have it. It says the best way to protect against measles is to get the measles, mumps, and rubella. You can't separate them out. They're all three in one. And that apparently protects against chickenpox too. Now, I don't think I ever had that, because I had the measles and I had the mumps and I had chickenpox, and I'm still standing. And I did a video about how these childhood conditions could be God's way of strengthening our immune system and protecting us against other more serious adult conditions, diseases down the road. So this fiddling around with God's design is a concern of many. And I know it's a concern of Dr. Elizabeth's, because she has spoken out against it. I'm going to share with you not only her Substack, her recent Substack, but one of a couple of years ago related to the cooties hogwash. And I want you to replace what she was talking about then with what she's talking about now. And would her tune change? And now we also are going to be listening in. I'm going to be reading to you Charlene and Ty Bollinger's information as well. So here we have it. This is on the CDC website as of today. He has not taken it down. And this is exactly what it says for the recommendations. So it's all about getting vaccinated is important. MMR vaccine protects your child from getting an uncomfortable rash and high fever. We certainly would not want any children to get an uncomfortable rash or high fever from the measles now, would we? And also adults can get vaccinated if they hadn't earlier. That's the other thing that it says here. We're also told that the vaccine is safe and effective. There are no qualifiers here. It doesn't say anything about other studies or placebos, nothing along those lines whatsoever. So I just want to establish the fact that this agency that is under Bob's authority has today a very robust response about vaccines. And here is the vaccine schedule. I broke that down. As I said, there are over 100. And then reasons to follow, all of that still exists on the website. However, the USAID, let's just do this live here. USAID.gov. Notification of administrative leave. That's the only thing you have on this website. So the USAID has been gutted. How did that impact you? Has that made your life healthier? Have you saved money because the USAID has been gutted? Have you personally benefited from this? I haven't. Now, if they want to gut the TSA, I'm all in favor of it. The reason I'm pointing this out is for those of you that say, let the man work. He needs to go slowly. He needs to be very delicate. Well, why? USAID was just obliterated. There's a one-page website. Why couldn't that have happened? And I'm not being snarky. I would like to know. Let's take a look now, shall we, at Dr. Elizabeth's Substack. And I shared that with you. It's right here. And she had a previous one. Well, she's had many. This was back in, 2024. I can't really read that on this channel, but I'm going to point out a couple of inconsistencies in her message whereby she's vilifying those that are all in favor of the cooties cocktail and the way that it was handled. But she's telling us to give our new administration time to work. So I've copied this into a Word document so I can highlight and make some comments. So I wanted to start out about here. You can read the thing. I'll have it linked for you in my Substack. And again, I don't know Dr. Elizabeth. I have met Ty and Charlene. These individuals have been sharing what I think is very good information over the many years. And from what I can see, they are very sincere and well-meaning. So I have nothing against them at all. Their perspective and their denial of Bob's harmful statements is what is concerning to me. I just want to be clear because sometimes people stumble across the channel and they misconstrue my statements as if I'm attacking someone. I am not after anyone. I am after the truth, and I hope that you are as well. And that's why you are on my channel. So it's probably because they're so well-meaning, because Dr. Elizabeth and Ty and Charlene are so well-meaning, it's probably exceedingly difficult for them to reconcile Bob's comments with and his actions with what they wish his comments and actions actually were. So she writes that something has concerned me a great deal in the past couple of weeks, sudden intensified chorus of criticism for actions by some of our new cabinet officials. Now, I don't know that it's a sudden intensified chorus. I've been speaking out and exposing the inconsistencies of Kennedy for many years, and I've taken the heat, and I've had many people back in touch called, you were right about RFK Jr. because I was and I am. And he himself has confirmed and affirmed that I am right about pointing out that he is pro jab. So, I'm grateful that y'all are sending my Substacks and articles to Dr. Elizabeth and to Ty and Charlene so that they can actually hear my perspective as well. So she also writes, Dr. Elizabeth says, these all have been attacked by some conservatives who think they are not moving fast enough on the MAGA agenda. Well, I just want to make a comment here because her statement makes it appear as though there are two sides, that there are conservatives and there are leftists. And it's true. You could call certain people conservatives and leftists. But I don't care for the division and I don't care for the labels. I, for one, go for truth and issues. And I'm not so concerned about being called a conservative, although I am in favor of limited government power. That's different than the limited size of government. And I realize I need to clarify that. You can have a very small government that is run by one dictator. I'm not in favor of that. You know, bureaucracy exists for a reason, because it creates stability in our political system. And I did a video about that, and I'll probably have to do another one about bureaucrats are not the enemy. They're the ones that carry out the laws and functions of the government. Do we have too many? I would say so. Do they need to all be cut down with the chainsaw? Well, you saw what happened with USAID. That whole department is gone, yet the CDC is going strong and still recommending 100+ jabs for children. Children. And Bob supports that. So it's hard for Dr. Elizabeth to reconcile that. And I understand. I'm actually empathetic to that. But I'm a little concerned that she's using phrases such as, you know, we're not supporting the MAGA agenda. Well, I wouldn't call myself MAGA anyway, or MAHA is another phrase. I go issue by issue, individual by individual. I'm not a part of any movement or what have you. The next paragraph here is concerning to me. She says a prime example of the attacks is the manufactured chorus of outrage over RFK, over his initial statement. And I already did a video on this, friends. I'll link it up for you, where I broke down statement basically phrase by phrase and an overall response to it. And I think some people saw that, and that's why they're responding to my analysis, because here we have it. She says it's a manufactured chorus of outrage. Well, I take issue with the word manufactured. Sometimes I use the word orchestrated when I'm referring to like the bang bang events that we see, and there's no evidence for it and it defies logic. And then I use that term orchestrated event when I'm talking about the intentionally inflicted terror on the population, right? Much as what we've seen when we saw the fires in Lahaina and in Pacific Palisades. So to me, that means that it's not authentic. So this phrase is insinuating that the outrage over Bob's comments and actions is not authentic. Well, where's the evidence that it's not authentic? Manufactured means not authentic. I would not put myself in that category. I am authentic, and I have been since day one. And I have many very unpopular opinions that need to be stated. For example, I pointed out the hypocrisy of the Vatican approving these mergers of healthcare and hospitals where they were performing the transgender surgeries and abortions. How does that square with the Catholic doctrine? And when I pointed that out, people attacked me instead of attacking the Vatican. When I did a very thoughtful video about Netanyahu, if you can be thoughtful about Netanyahu, and I titled it, "If Netanyahu Says War Is the Answer, I Have Questions." And I had several questions about why didn't any of the previous work, and how many more wars do we need? And is it all right to bomb innocent civilians, women and children? And why, yes, Israel does have the right to defend itself. So why didn't it defend itself on October 7th? Oh, people did not like me asking those questions. But you know what? I'm going to ask them. And they're authentic. It was not a manufactured video. There are many things, like when I pointed out Elon Musk getting her $38 million from the government, $38 billion from the government, and how that doesn't seem to bother people. But you can slash USAID, that doesn't actually improve my life at all. But getting rid of all of these contracts for Musk, now that would be a step in the right direction. And I also pointed out that Musk fired the very inspector generals who were looking into his violations and wrongdoings. I've done many videos on that, and I will continue to do so because the list is growing. People attacked me instead of attacking Musk. And that's because people don't like to see their heroes questioned. So here she goes on and says, suddenly there was an outcry that Kennedy had sold out to Big Pharma. You know, Dr. Elizabeth, with all due respect, it wasn't sudden. It's been going on for a long time. I'm not the only one that has been pointing out Bob's hypocrisies and his inconsistencies. And I don't think he's sold out at all. That is his role. He supports Big Pharma. Every test for these so-called safety tests and safety trials, they benefit pharmaceutical companies. They are the ones that are getting the money at not only just direct government grants, your money and my money, but also in different universities. They are getting money to develop these, and other pharmaceutical companies are benefiting. Bill Gates, Granny Gates is another one. So no, I don't think that Bob has sold out at all. That he is who he says he is. He is pro-jab. He always has been. And he clearly stated that Americans should be forcibly jabbed if the jabs are more helpful than harmful. I've done many videos on that. So no, it wasn't a sudden outcry. Many people have been pointing that out. All right. Then she goes on to say that Kennedy's recommendations included cod liver oil, vitamin A, and existing safe medications. Now, Dr. Elizabeth, are you referring to the current jabs? Are those safe? Are they? Talk to any parents of children gotten those? So she points out accurately that Kennedy said vaccines are a choice for those who wanted them. And many people are applauding that. Friends, do you think that goes far enough? Vaccines have always been a choice for those who wanted them. So I don't understand why that should be applauded, because a couple of years ago, Dr. Elizabeth was pushing against the cooties cocktails. I'm going to share that with you in just a moment. She says that Bob's actions were a balanced approach based on a choice of approaches and emphasizing informed choices. I didn't see him emphasize that. Emphasize means really making that the primary point, and it wasn't. And then she says, we just had to be patient. Then she goes on to say that Bob paused the, I think he wrote that. She wrote that. Oh, they are initiating a significant research project to explore possible association between these products and a certain condition. All right. Let me scroll through that a little bit. I think that's a step in the right direction. Absolutely. She goes on to say there are many other examples of MAGA conservatives jumping up to attack. Well, she's talking about the others now, and I'm not covering Pam Bondi or Kash Patel or Hegseth. No, I just don't even have the bandwidth for that. But here's what's interesting about her Substack. She says, over my adult life, I have seen conservatives consistently break ranks and crucify those on our side. All right. My savvy, healthy Americans can understand why that phrase is troubling to me. Breaking ranks. I don't understand that. And I certainly don't abide by that. Crucify those on our side. What is our side? My side is the truth. And yes, I will so-called break a rank if it means standing for the truth. But I don't like the way this is presented, which increases this us versus them mentality. The only us versus them I have is truth versus deception, and I stand on the side of truth. She says it again to all the people who joined the circular firing squad aimed at our own team. I really take issue with that, Dr. Elizabeth, because I don't know, maybe you've been, I don't know, a Republican, a conservative all these years. Again, I don't know you, Dr. Elizabeth, but this is very divisive. I don't like the phrase firing squad. I'm not out to exterminate anyone. I have never called for threats or anything. So I take issue with someone like me and my critical thinking being defined as being a part, joining a circular firing squad. No, at our own team. I'm not on a team. And then she says, calm down, chill out. How do you like it when people tell you to calm down and chill out? It's patronizing. It's condescending. And then she uses a Bible verse, be patient, be still, and wait on the Lord. Well, I have other Bible verses about exposing evil. and exposing deception. And so that's what I'm based on. That's in the book of Ephesians. She writes, it will take time, patience, skill, dedication, and unity to overcome the evil unleashed on the public. Well, why didn't Elon Musk take time and patience? Why did Musk just obliterate things that actually don't even know is going to have a beneficial outcome? So if someone who is unelected and unconfirmed and not even a principal actor of the government, a principal officer of the government can go in and do that, why couldn't Bob? Why do we need to give our team time to work? Why? That's a legitimate question. Why? It doesn't make sense to me when other things are happening at warp speed. And the thing with USAID, lives were not at risk. Lives are at risk with Bob's recommendations. If someone wants to refute that, bring the argument because it's irrefutable. She goes on to say, each of us needs to be a voice of hope and encouragement, not a voice of doom and gloom. All right. So my question for Dr. Elizabeth, were warnings about the cooties and the shots doom and gloom when people like me and others were speaking out saying, don't fall for this hogwash? Was I the voice of doom and gloom, or did I help to save lives? Was it doom and gloom to tell people about the harms of these shots over the years? Didn't you do that, Dr. Elizabeth? How is talking about the truth and pointing out inconsistencies being a voice of doom and gloom? That is a very, very weak argument. And then she says, God is in control. We are making progress. And now here's the double standard. I took these next couple of paragraphs from Dr. Elizabeth's Substack previously, and I will have links for you in my own Substack if you want to read deeper. So I grabbed that and I put that in this Word document so I could highlight it. So here's the double standard. She says that Senator Rand Paul, his whistleblower testimony is awesome. So it's great to be a whistleblower, except when I'm the whistleblower against somebody that is not on our team. All right. She said, Dr. Elizabeth said, people who knew the dangers about cooties and kept silent in the face of this evil plan. Yet I'm supposed to stay silent with Bob's evil plan of getting children to become human pincushions? I don't follow. This doesn't track it. You're inconsistent, Dr. Elizabeth. She goes on to say, there was a deliberate deception and missteps in America's military leaders, elected officials, and federal agency directors. Oh, so only deliberate deception when it came to cooties, not deliberate deception when it comes to these other conditions, like I just showed you on the CDC website. It's okay to point out the deception from the federal agency directors like Bob. It was okay to do it during the cooties era, but not now. And my comments, but Bob said Operation Warp Speed was an amazing success and the vaccine saved millions of lives, and he wants to protect vaccines and he wants to increase the intake of vaccines. She goes on to say, Dr. Elizabeth goes on to say, those who spoke the truth were demonized as conspiracy theorists for raising questions and concerns. Dr. Elizabeth, why are you now criticizing me and others for raising questions and concerns? You were all in favor of it when it was related to cooties. Or are you going to march off the cliff with Bob when he comes out with the junior jab saying, don't worry, you can trust the government now? That was his platform, was, as he called it, reinstating, or I can't even think of it because it makes no sense to me, that he wants to restore faith and trust in government agencies. He said it specifically. Then in 2024, Dr. Elizabeth said, America, wake up and speak out. Well, that's what I'm doing, Dr. Elizabeth, but you don't like it. You're telling me don't be so quick to comply with yet another round of propaganda, lies, and deception from our government and its media lapdogs, yet you want me to comply with the round of propaganda, lies, and deception from Bob. Can't have it both ways. Now, this is the link where I got that. Now we're going to be looking at the truth about vaccines, and that comes from Ty and Charlene Bollinger. The Associated Press says they've sold tens of millions of dollars of their products. I wish them well. I hope everybody can be a success. And here on their Twitter page, they sent out this. Here, I'm going to share it with you right here so I can also read it more easily. The title was RFK did not betray us. He's fighting for us. And if you think otherwise, you're falling for the trap. Well, can you define the trap? Because I don't see a trap. The only trap I see is walking everybody off the cliff with Bob as the Pied Piper, letting them know, because he's stated it before, that he's in favor of policies that support full vaccination for all Americans. End quote. He says, she says, let's stop attacking the one guy who's actually fighting for our health and our children's health. The guy who says, I support the CDC vaccine schedule and I recommend that parents follow the schedule. This guy.
That's good. I got that culture. And I'll just say about Operation Warp Speed, it was an extraordinary accomplishment.
That's the guy that Ty and Charlene are saying is fighting for our children's health. He has sacrificed more than most of us can imagine. I would like to know what those sacrifices are. The way I see it, he is a privileged elite that really hasn't sacrificed much of anything other than his wives cheating on them. And he has admitted to that. So that also, I have a question for y'all. How do you define the word trustworthy? What is a trustworthy person? Do you trust them? Do you trust what they say? She goes on to say that, have you ever read an article that didn't match the headline, a clickbait? And that is her point. So here is, I'm just going to read this to you and give you my comments. She writes, Bobby did not write that headline. He never said those words, not once. Well, I just showed you that he used those words, Charlene. He said them in his testimony for the Senate, and it still is on the CDC website. And I actually did a detailed deep dive on that op-ed. And no, I didn't just copy and paste someone else's hot take. You're right. He did not push mandates. And I never said that he did. It's funny that she points out he didn't parrot the tired, safe, and effective narrative. I guess I'm having an impact, friends, because as far as I understand it, I'm the only one that has pointed out this safe and effective narrative over and over and over again, which only harms children and enriches pharmaceutical companies. So she goes on to say that the headline isn't accurate, but this is the meat of the matter. She says, let's get one thing straight. He is not going to be stupid. He's going to be strategic, painfully, meticulously strategic. Yes, I will agree with you that it is painful. Painful for the children who are going to be harmed as the parents follow Bob's public recommendations and the recommendations that are still published on that government website that I shared with you. So why does he have to be painfully and meticulously strategic? Why can't he just do what Musk did? It doesn't make sense. And then before you accuse him of being too cautious or not aggressive enough, he isn't just fighting for transparency and choice. He's fighting to get his team through the confirmation process. Well, the time frame doesn't match up, Charlene. He already is the secretary, and he already has a couple of others that I'll break down for you if you're interested. They're just as concerning as Bob. And I believe that Charlene is very well intentioned, and just like Dr. Elizabeth, but they can't. It's called cognitive dissonance. They cannot square up the facts with their version of reality. So again, he's playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers. Can you explain that to me? I just take things at face, well, I shouldn't say face value because I dig deeper, but have heard what he said, see what he has done. I see what is on the website. And so I don't see that he's playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers. That's very condescending. All right. She breaks it down. He unequivocally supports choice. All right. Fine. He said that it's a personal one. Absolutely. I agree with that. Isn't that what we've been fighting for? No. It's always been a choice. It's always been a personal one. Now, as an individual who has helped thousands and thousands of people stand up for themselves and keep their job without the jab, I agree that Biden did overstep his boundaries and courts called him on that. But I don't think that you're all about, Charlene. It's not about a personal choice. It's about the risks or all of that education. Why did you do all those videos? Why did you sell millions and millions of dollars worth of your products if you weren't educating people about the harms? Or were you only educating people, telling them that it was just a choice? I really don't understand that. He reaffirmed that these products carry risks. He didn't sugarcoat it. Well, he didn't highlight it and he didn't emphasize it. He stated that vitamin A can dramatically reduce measles mortality. Okay. Again, he also stated that the best protection is the vaccine. So she says he didn't betray us. He didn't sell out. He's trying to help us even when we're too busy attacking him to see it. Okay, Charlene, I'm not attacking Bobby. I am exposing his inconsistencies, and I am just reflecting what he is stating. I'm attacking the lies and the inconsistencies. When you say he didn't betray us, I'm speechless. I'm speechless. They go on to say, Bob is doing something unprecedented. He's speaking the truth. So he's speaking the truth, she says. All right. Is this going to make you consider what she has to say?
And I believe that that vaccines play a critical role in healthcare.
Do you believe that, Charlene? Is that what you believe? Is that the truth that he's telling? Trust the quarterback. Yeah, I'm not falling for this narrative, you guys. He's not fighting for our children. He's harming them for all of the reasons that I've pointed out. So go get him, Bobby. We've got your back. Because we love Bobby and support him 100%, we've teamed up. And they've made a new video. Now, it's interesting. They have this picture of him pledging allegiance to his stomach. Usually you put your hand over your heart. So I'm going to read something into this. There's a very strange photograph there. We finally have a fighting chance to turn the tide. We don't have time to turn the tide. This is a matter of life and death. Not like the USAID, which was completely obliterated like in a day. Yet the CDC still stands. Why couldn't there be something on there that would give parents pause to consider what to do? So for people who are saying, give the man time to work, we don't know his strategies, he's far more intelligent than we are. We need to trust him. I have refuted each of these arguments for the last several years. I've gone over it again and again and again and again. Here is the schedule. I went over that as well. There are well over 100 jabs, and it's absolutely astonishing. For those who are new, who have forgotten or trying to twist themselves inside out, and they can't face the fact that they were bamboozled and betrayed by Bob. Here are my questions. I just have a couple of questions for you. Very simple questions. Do you agree? All right. Do you believe that vaccines have saved millions of lives? That's what Bob says. Do you agree with him? Do you believe that parents should have their children get the 100 plus jabs on the CDC schedule? Yes or no? Do you agree with that? I would like Charlene and Ty to answer that question. Do you believe that Operation Warp Speed was an amazing success? Do you believe that children should get the measles vaccine? So I want to know if you what you think about that, because those are all statements that Bob has said. Wouldn't you rather him come in with the chainsaw? How come Ellen gets to do it? So the way I see it, this, you know, vitamin A and all that, it's a few crumbs while he's baking the poisonous cake. That's what I see. That's what exactly what I see. I would have handled those questions differently if I was on the stand there at the Senate. I will do another question for you, another video for you about those questions. So the other questions I would have include, are you in favor of all these jabs, or is it just the YMCA one that you don't like? I think you know what I'm saying. Or is it just the one for the cooties that you don't like? Do you believe that these jabs need to be tested more on innocent children and animals? Do you believe those results from the testing? Do you know how much money pharmaceutical companies make from these testing protocols? Our tax dollars. Do you know that safety testing actually benefits Big Pharma? Have you made a connection that what Bob is saying actually benefits Big Pharma while harming children? I know these truths are hard. So that's why people like Dr. Elizabeth and Ty and Charlene, who are probably very well-meaning individuals, they find it very, very difficult. That's why they're twisting themselves inside out saying, let the man work. You want me to let the man work while children are being harmed? I don't think so. I'm going to continue to speak out about this. Just like I spoke out against the suffocation devices. That was not very popular, but I did it anyway. I spoke out against the nasal swab assault. I helped people avoid that. I helped thousands upon thousands of people with my free educational videos learn how to stand up, keep their job without the jab, and stand up against government oppression and these inflicted medical interventions. So do you agree with this man who said unwilling Americans should be forced to take these products if they help more than harm? Do you agree with that, Ty? Do you agree with that, Charlene? I would be shocked if you did. Dr. Elizabeth, do you agree with that? Maybe I was wrong. Maybe you do believe that there are safe products out there, and it's just the YMCA one that was rushed to market. You're not concerned with him saying that I'm in favor of policies, meaning mandates, that promote full pincushion status for all Americans? Well, you're falling for the bait and switch where he's saying, well, it's a choice. I'm not mandating them, but how many more are going to be harmed in the meantime? So I pray that those who are turning themselves inside out, trying to reconcile the facts with the reality that they see, that they will have the emotional maturity and the gumption to actually face the facts and the truth. That's what I'm here for. That's what you're here for. I'm not after anyone. I'm not after Bob. I'm not after Dr. Elizabeth. And I'm not certainly not after Ty and Charlene. They're probably very lovely people. Well, I can't say that about Bob. I don't trust men who cheat on their wives again and again. But why would I trust anything the man says, actually? Saying trust this guy is like, stay with the abuser. He's going to change his ways. Be a little more patient. I know you're getting beat up, but you know what? Just be a little more patient. It's all going to work out. There's a plan. So the final question that people ask me, Peggy, who are we supposed to trust? You're exposing Bob. You're exposing Elon Musk. You're exposing the Vatican. Exposing Netanyahu. Who are we supposed to trust? And my question is, why are you supposed to trust anybody? Who said you're supposed to put your trust in mankind? It's very troubling to me that people want to trust these public servants. I've given so many recommendations as to what to do. I just did a video for you a couple of days ago. I had a Substack called, Are You Overwhelmed by Current Events? Here's exactly what to do. And I hope that that will bring you support and encouragement and optimism and determination. I am a person of great optimism and determination. I stand for the truth. Truth does not have a political party, Dr. Elizabeth. Truth is not belong, does not belong just to conservatives or just to MAGA or MAHA. Truth is eternal. It is objective. So no political party owns the truth. The truth is universal. And it's actually more empowering to stand in truth than to keep hoping and waiting and being patient that someone is going to change and you're having the wool pulled over your eyes the entire time. So I'm probably going to have to do a video on how do you define a trustworthy person. Actually, I think I did do that when I talked about Elon Musk and that weird character. So I'm going to wrap up here, friends. Actually, I'd like to see some of your comments under Let the Man Work. Grateful to have y'all on board here. Yes, in our non-spinning world. Bonnie says, I'm tired of being patient. Yeah, they weren't patient and we weren't patient during the YMCA jab. So why are we suddenly have to be patient now? Joe says, how can we trust Trump with all of these appointments? Okay. Rock Crazy Gal says that she was hopeful about Bob and it's very disturbing and disappointing. You know what? I really want to applaud you, Rock Crazy Gal, because you're showing critical. You're showing a rational mind. You're showing that you're able to be provided with facts and evidence and truth. And it is tough to sort of face that. I think a lot of us went through a lot of grief over finding out about the government and how much it lies to us and our public servants and how they are not out there for our best interest. Pablo says, turncoat seems to be a thing these days. My question is he really a turncoat or just showing his true colors? I would say showing his true colors. Petite wants to know, why aren't they questioning autism? Sway says, let the man work. I don't know if that's facetious or not. I think it's kind of funny. Not facetious. Sway says, give a few more months, then review his performance. You can believe that I will do that. I will definitely continue to review his performance. The concern for me is that children are being harmed in the meantime. How do you fix that? USAID was not a matter of life and death. Perhaps it was in certain cases, but not as blatantly as his recommendations here. Michael says, thank God my friends and family watch Peggy. Thank you everybody. Oh, there's so many comments here. Brian and Debbie said, I warned people about the RFK jab. Yeah, RFK jab. So that was really funny. Another nickname for him, RFK jab. He is the right man for the jab. I've said that before. Kathy understood my little humor there. Elon Musk. I have lots of different nicknames. Yeah, I do like to keep things light here. Brian calls it Leon Scum. Oh, dear. Uh-oh. Some are giving some concerns about Charlene. You know, I don't know her personally. I've met her before. And yeah, let's see. Brian says we were not born with the shot in our hand. Tammy, I really like Tammy's comment. She said, Bob had a platform to tell the world the truth and he did not. I have said that it would have been very strategic if you want to talk about playing 5D chess, whatever that means. Why not have about 8 or 10 or whatever potential nominees for that position of HHS secretary? Let them go in. And I already did a video on this and I showed all the different people that could have gone before the Senate, could have said all of these truths and they could have all been rejected. And then you bring Bob on the scene, who's going to say, well, listen, you've heard what everybody else said, all of these other doctors. I'm not a doctor, Bob could say. I'm just an attorney. And we know how much people trust a attorney. But there were all of these other doctors, qualified doctors before me that gave you all of this information and said they wanted to dig deeper into some of these concerns. You've heard them all. Now, listen, I'm going to come in and I am going to dig deeper. I'm going to keep an open mind. I'm not going to recommend. In fact, I'm going to take down the recommendations currently until we can verify that those actually are beneficial. That's what I would have recommended. And they could have not nominated or not confirmed all of these others, and then he would have come on the scene. That's the way you could have played it, not trot him out right in the beginning. Stacy is very disappointed in this. Okay, just going through, scrolling through some of your comments. I'm so grateful to have you all on board. Swamp Lover says, no need to test any of these things. Valerie says, you can't inject health. And I think that is so well put. All right, signing off. I went really long today, but very important to cover this. Meredith said, I'm so disappointed in this couple. They used to be so aware, and now they're marching off the cliff because Bob said so. It's stunning. You are not safe with these types, turncoats, and blasphemy. I really appreciate that. Oh my gosh, lots of comments here. And I really appreciate it, friends. I will continue to respond in these ways. And I, as I say, I'm after the truth, and I know you are as well. Thank you for being on board, everybody. Signing off for now. Get on that free Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's broadcast.